Culture.
Book Review. Heaps of Trouble. Wasteland by Oliver Franklin Wallace.
In Our Mutual Friend, Charles Dickens's last complete novel, stray paper hangs on every bush, flutters in every tree, is caught flying by the electric wires, haunts every enclosure. Since those words were published in the 1860s, the world's waste problem has changed in both scale and composition. These days, plastic, in one form or another, is strewn on verges, clogs rivers, and swirls around oceans in vast gyres. Circulated by winds and tides, tiny nanoplastics have penetrated all manner of watery ecosystems, reaching both the Earth's poles and its highest peaks, with unknown consequences for the planet. Worried by the pollution caused by a throwaway culture, Oliver Franklin Wallace, a British journalist who has written for The Economist, heads to places that best illustrate this profligacy. In Wasteland, he visits an Indian landfill that is piled almost as high as the Qutb Minar, a well-known minaret in Delhi, Ghana's largest second-hand clothes market, through which 15 million garments are thought to pass every week, a former mining area in America that is blighted by dumped lead, zinc, and cadmium, and a defunct nuclear power plant in the northwest of England, which contrasts starkly with the natural beauty of the nearby Lake District. He sees these places as evidence of human myopia about the Earth's fragility and the finitude of its resources. Rubbish, the author notes, is often deposited on the margins and on the marginalized. He explains the concept of toxic colonialism, whereby trash is shipped by wealthier countries to poorer ones, and shows its detrimental effects up close. But he also acknowledges that the waste trade can sometimes be beneficial to communities on the receiving end. What one person deems useless, another sees as a potential source of income. Throughout his tour of disfigured landscapes and industrial incinerators, Mr. Franklin Wallace decries the tactic of planned obsolescence, i.e. the marketing of products that quickly need to be replaced. A notorious early 20th century example was the light bulb cartel, who conspired to slash the lifespan of their filaments. These days, items ranging from fast fashion to wireless earbuds are liable to be thrown away or forgotten in a drawer before long. The book comes alive in its descriptions of people and places. A paper mill worker in southern England is bald and aquiline, monkish, with the gentle stoop of an underwatered tulip. The appearance of a zero-waste zealot in the north of England is somewhere between affable climate activist and festival drug dealer. The colours and buzz of a market day in Accra are sketched in short, lively sentences, as is the dusty decay of an abandoned town in Oklahoma. Happily, Mr. Franklin Wallace writes stylishly about ugly things. Cranes at a site for burning garbage move slowly, Damoclesian, their noise a deep rumble. The flow of rubbish at a waste plant is relentless, the choreography balletic. Wasteland is heavy on facts, many of them interesting and sobering. 20,000 plastic bottles are sold around the world every second. The world produced 2 billion tons of solid waste in 2016, a figure that will rise to 3.3 billion tons by 2050. But the piles of numbers can occasionally be a strain. At such moments, readers may find themselves agreeing that waste is not the most appealing subject for a book, as the author himself admits near the beginning of his. Overall, however, he dispels that impression. Wasteland does not offer novel solutions to the problem of waste. Mr. Franklin Wallace wants you to buy less and recycle more, along with a crackdown on greenwashing, whereby companies make exaggerated claims about their environmental credentials. but he succeeds in outlining the size of the challenge. His book should prompt serious discussion in boardrooms and parliaments.